Greetings, this is Nelson Olmsted. Today, let's mount the battlements of a famed Portland, Oregon landmark. First, a few words from Clint Gruber and Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's Pacific Powerland's favorite storyteller, Nelson Olmsted.
It stands aloof, turreted and mysterious, anchored to a steep hillside hardly more than a stone's throw from the busiest thoroughfare in Portland, Oregon. A four-story white castle, complete with battlements, turret, and vaulted windows, has inspired tales of romance, intrigue, and the supernatural for more than 75 years. It is the legendary Pigott's Folly, built by the well-to-do eccentric Charles H. Pigott. In the early 1890s, it quickly became the talk of the town. One Portlander remarked,
"Look up yonder. If that ain't the craziest thing to build, they say it's costed that fellow Pigott better than $10,000.
Well, maybe he's crazy like a fox. He's in the brick business, you know. Ever see a better advertisement for bricks?"
But Charles Pigott was pleased with his reputation as it stood. He would sweep back his mane of flowing hair with both hands and say,
"So they call me a crank. Good, I'm prouder for it. No progress is made in this world except by cranks. Let no man forget it."
Well, Charles Pigott moved in and established for himself a sanctum sanctorum in the small turret room, barely 7 feet in diameter. Here he occupied himself with philosophic and prophetic writings, which he later compiled in a slim volume entitled Pearls at Random Strung, or Life's Tragedy from Wedding to Tomb. About 3 years after Pigott had moved into the castle, a severe depression struck the country. Charles Pigott, his brickyard, and his castle were among the victims. His splendid castle was sold at public auction in 1897 for less than one-third of its value. Mr. Pigott saw his dream evaporate, and he said,
"If I must leave this place in body, rest assured my spirit will remain here always."
And so the castle's ownership passed from colorful, eccentric, flamboyant Charles Pigott into a succession of owners and renters. And Portlanders continued to exchange, and perhaps invent, tales about the imposing structure which dominates the city from its height. One said,
The fellow who built that place was a spiritualist, you know. They say he haunts the place to this day."
"Well, that isn't the way I heard it. I heard it was an old sea captain who lived there, and there's a tunnel all the way from the river so they could haul bootleg whiskey off the boats."
Well, the most live ghost of Pigott's castle made itself heard during the 1920s. A resident of the castle at that time said,
"Well, I'm not a superstitious man, but frankly, these weird noises have me a little spooked. It sounds like whispering and moaning all through the old building. I'm either going to get to the bottom of it or move out."
Well, the spook was laid to rest when it was discovered that an ancient speaking tube system, which Charles Pigott had installed, was catching and amplifying the wail of the east wind and the sounds from downtown Portland. When the speaking tubes were sealed, the last ghost of the castle vanished. Today, the Moorish tower of Pigott's famed castle still lords it over the metropolis of Portland, Oregon. Inside, the castle is a comfortable, well-appointed private dwelling. If the spirit of Mr. Pigott still walks, it walks quietly. But more than likely, he rests in peace, secure in the knowledge that he created one of Pacific Powerland's most enduring landmarks.